Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building a junglist bass wobble sequence that hits that old-school drum and bass sweet spot. Crisp transients on the front, dusty mids in the body, and a wobble rhythm that actually locks to the break instead of sounding like a generic LFO preset. The core mindset today is simple but powerful. The sub does not wobble, the mid does the talking, and the attack layer gives you definition, so you don't have to overbrighten the bass and fight your breakbeat. Alright, set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to sit at 170 BPM, because it just feels right for rolling jungle. Drop in a classic break on an audio track. Amen. Think, anything tight with good ghost notes. Now, before we even touch the bass, add groove. Open the groove pool and pick something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60. Start at 57. Apply it to the break first. Then we'll apply a lighter amount to the bass MIDI later. This is one of the easiest ways to stop your wobble patterns from feeling stiff. Jungle is timing. It's attitude in the micro timing. Now let's build the bass instrument. Create a new MIDI track and name it bass. Load an instrument rack. Inside the rack, create three chains and name them SUB, mid, and attack. This three-layer approach is the whole trick. SUB is your clean foundation. MID is your moving, dirty character layer. Attack is that little tick or pluck that helps the bass read through chopped breaks without turning into a harsh top-heavy mess. Let's start with the SUB chain. Drop operator on the SUB chain. Keep it dead simple. Oscillator A only, sine wave. You can use triangle if you want slightly more harmonics, but sine is the classic, don't argue with the mix choice. For the amp envelope, give it a fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain can be all the way down if you're doing plucky notes, or low if you want it to hold slightly. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click off unnaturally. Then add EQ8 after operator. Low pass at around 120 HC with a steeper slope, like 24 dB. We are protecting the sub lane. If it's boomy, you can do a tiny dip around 50 to 70 HC depending on the key, but don't start carving randomly. Keep it stable first. Then add utility. Turn on bass mono, set width to 0%. This is your club insurance. When the mid is doing backflips, your low end stays locked in the center. Cool. SUB is done. Now the MID chain, where the wobble actually lives. Add wave eatable. Start with basic shapes. Move the position to around 40 to 60%, so it has some harmonics. Keep unison off for now. We want controlled movement first. Width is a choice you earn later. After wave eatable, add auto filter. Set it to low pass 24 dB for that classic weighty wobble. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Just enough bite to help it speak. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Be careful here, because resonance can scream in that 1 to 3k range and start fighting your snare. And set envelope amount to 0, because we're not doing one envelope fits all. We're going to draw the wobble like a performance. Now add saturator. Use analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. This is your make it feel like a record stage, but not turn it into a brick stage. Then add roar for that dusty, sampled, analog chew midrange. Try tape or tube. Start with drive around 10 to 20%. Tilt the tone a little darker if it starts getting spitty, and keep the mix around 30 to 60%, so it's more like parallel dirt. That parallel mindset is important. Dusty doesn't mean destroy. Then EQ8, and this part is critical. High pass the MID chain around 110 to 150 HC. That's how we stop the mid wobble from stepping on the sub. Then shape the body. If you want that woody, boxy jungle mid, a gentle lift in the 300 to 800 HC area can do it. If it gets harsh, a small notch around 2 to 4k HC can calm it down. Quick coach note here, gain staging matters for crisp plus dusty. If you slam every stage, you'll get mush and the break will stop popping. Aim for healthy levels into saturation, not panic red. Old school grit is more about tone shaping and bandwidth than raw clipping. Now the attack chain. This is the part a lot of people skip, and then they wonder why their bass disappears under breaks unless they EQ it way too bright. On attack, add operator. Make a click or pluck. Oscar can be sine or triangle. Pitch it up, like plus 12 to plus 24 semitones above the sub. Set the amp envelope to super short. Attack at 0, decay around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Sustain down, release 10 to 30 milliseconds. Add saturator with a bit of drive, 2 to 6 dB, just to give it a sharper edge. Then EQ8, high pass it around 300 to 600 HC, because this layer is not allowed to bring low mid mud. Optionally, a tiny boost around 2 to 5 kHz can add presence. Tiny, this is felt more than heard. If you can clearly hear a click, it's probably too loud. One extra tip. Leave operator's keyboard tracking normal, so the attack layer follows your bass notes automatically. High passed click that follows pitch equals consistent definition without manual tuning headaches. Now we glue the rack together. Set initial volumes. Sub at 0 dB, MID around minus 6 to minus 12, attack around minus 12 to minus 18. These aren't rules, just good starting relationships. Now map key controls to macros so you can perform the bass instead of menu diving. Macro 1 is wobble cutoff. Map to auto filter frequency on the MID chain. Macro 2 is wobble drive, mapped either to auto filter drive or saturator drive on the MID. Macro 3 is dust, mapped to roar mix. Macro 4 is attack level, mapped to the attack chain volume. If you're using Live 12 macro variations workflow, this is where things get really fun. You can store snapshots like closed verse, open drop, triplet fill, dust blast, then switch sections fast without drawing a million automation lanes. We'll come back to that in arrangement. Now we need a bass line. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip on the bass track. Choose a jungle-friendly key like F minor or G minor. Keep it simple. Something like F1, F1, Eb1. F1 is a starting idea. Keep notes fairly short, around an eighth note feel, so the break has air to breathe. Now apply groove to the bass clip, but don't go too hard. Try 20 to 40% groove amount. You want the bass to lean with the break, not stumble. Now the main event. The wobble sequence method. Instead of relying on an LFO, we're going to draw clip automation that behaves like performance timing. This is what makes the wobble feel junglist, because it starts answering ghost notes and snare accents. Open your MIDI clip. Go to envelopes. Choose the auto filter on the MID chain and select frequency. Now draw a wobble pattern that behaves like a rhythm part. Think in 1/8 movements with little 1/16 pushes, and drop in an occasional triplet burst as a fill. Here are practical frequency ranges, closed positions around 150 to 300 Hz, muffled and weighty, open positions around 800 Hz up to 2.5 kHz, that's the talking range. A common jungle sweet spot sits around 500 Hz to 1.5 kHz, where it feels dusty and vocal without turning into a screech. Try a simple one-bar pattern concept. On beat 1, open up more. On beat 2, close down. On beat 3, open but add a quick dip, so it goes wah. On beat 4, do a little stutter with two quick opens on 1/16 notes. But here's the coaching layer. Don't only think about values. Think about timing and motion. Use curved segments if you can. Instead of hard square steps, shape the movement so the cutoff glides into the note and relaxes out like a hand on a mixer. Square moves can be cool for aggressive techie stuff, but curves usually read more like old sampler sweeps and analog hands-on filtering. And make the wobble follow the break's accent map. Listen to where the ghost notes and snare flam moments are. Put your biggest filter openings there, and keep the rest more muted. That's how it feels like the bass is having a conversation with the drums, even if your MIDI notes barely change. Now, advanced but easy, add the pre-open trick, right before a snare, on the last 1/16 leading into beat 2 or 4, briefly open the cutoff, then slam it closed right on the snare hit. That creates a suction and impact illusion, like the track inhales then punches. It makes the drop feel bigger without raising levels. Another advanced move, dual lane wobble. Don't just automate cutoff. Automate resonance lightly on just a few accents, like the last 1/16 before a snare. Keep it subtle, like pronunciation. If it whistles, you overdid it. Now let's make sure the break stays crisp. Optional but extremely effective, sidechain the MID to the break. Not the sub, the mid. On the MID chain, after your dirt, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Pick the break track as input. Use a ratio around 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Set attack around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the bass transient doesn't get erased. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds so it breathes back in time. Adjust threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on major kick and snare moments. This is one of those sounds like a record details. You keep bass movement, but the break transient still pop through. If your MID dirt is blunting the attack too much, remember the rule. Protect the first 20 to 40 milliseconds. Either move saturation after dynamics, or keep the dirtiest stages parallel. Crisp plus dusty is about contrast. Now arrangement. Let's turn this from a loop into something that feels like a jungle record. Try a simple 32-bar idea. Bars 1 through 8. Intro with break and bass filtered lower. less dust, maybe even attack muti. Bars 9 through 16. Drop A, full wobble automation, bring in attack. Bars 17 through 24. Variation, change the wobble rhythm rather than changing the notes. Add a triplet burst fill near the end. Bars 25 through 32. Drop B, slightly more open cutoff, slightly more dust mix, maybe a bit more attack level. Notice what we're doing. Same bass, smarter movement. That's classic jungle tension. Arrangement upgrades that hit hard without getting busy. Break-driven mutes. Right before a fill or drop moment, mute the mid layer for an eighth note or a quarter note where the break does a big gesture. Leave only the sub. When the mid comes back, it feels massive. Energy ramps without opening the filter too much. Instead of just pushing cutoff higher, raise the attack layer a touch, raise the dust amount a touch, and maybe add a tiny resonant bump around 1 kHz. It reads like energy, but stays dark and system-friendly. Drop differentiation with wobble density. Drop 1 is spacious, fewer automation moves. Drop 2 is denser. More 1/16 edits and an occasional triplet spike. Same notes, new intensity. If you want extra authenticity, resample, freeze and flatten the bass or record it to audio. Then add a very light redux, or drum bus with subtle crunch, and chop a couple hits like you're working with a sampler. That's the hardware ghost people associate with older records.